Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm David Martos. We are in the 79th edition of the Venice Film Festival, and we have the pleasure of being here with Bill Nighy, Mr. Bill Nighy, lead protagonist in Living Out of Competition here. Mr. Nighy, thank you very much for being with us today.
My pleasure.
How do you feel here in Venice? Are you enjoying the experience?
I feel very good in Venice. I love Venice. It's not PR. Everybody loves Venice. I've never been to the festival before.
Oh, really?
No, I've been to Venice, but not to the festival. So it's very... And for our film to be honored in this way is a big deal. And I am seriously grateful and impressed.
Mm-hmm. You told us in the press conference just minutes ago that you didn't, you hadn't seen the original film prior to this project. Why and how did you say yes to this film, Bill?
I've made three films previously with Stephen Woolley and Elizabeth Carlson, who are the two great British film producers, and I love working with them, and I trust them implicitly. And I had just met Kazuo Ishiguro, the internationally famous novelist, and had dinner with him. And I also obviously trust his taste and work. And the whole project was very attractive, and it made me feel like I was... that I must have been very good in a previous life, as I said in the press conference, because it was just one of those situations where you think, this is magnificent.
Mm-hmm. In the film, we find, like, I would say, the essence of being British, the essence of the old empire. Was it one of the reasons to do this, like, portraying that era, that those people that worked in those big buildings?
Well, I'm very interested, like everybody, in procrastination. And the film is about several things, but one of them is procrastination. And I personally procrastinate at an Olympic level. I'm really, really good at it. And I, my life has been governed by it to a large degree. And I struggle. So this film is about a man. And what I'm interested in is the way that the individual struggle with procrastination is reflected in society. So societies struggle with procrastination. You know, and there are institutions like the one in the film that are designed simply to prevent things from happening. Usually governmental, you know, usually to do with governments. Governments procrastinate famously, you know. And I'm very interested in the way that an individual tendency is expressed in a whole society in all cultures, and it is the great corrosive element in our lives, and it prevents us on a personal level and on a collective level from doing the best we can and making the best of our lives.
Yeah. And how would you say this works in your life? How has it worked working in this industry? I mean, in the arts, in entertainment, in culture. There's room for procrastination there.
Yeah, there's room. You can always get some procrastination in. I mean, there's room, for instance, when I was a young actor, in not really acting, just making some kind of personal appearance and trying to appear as if you had some very complicated inner life, when in fact you're doing nothing, and not being brave enough. And therefore, it takes a degree of courage to act. It takes a degree of, you know, it's not rocket science, but it does take a degree of personal courage. And you can delay that moment when you dare to really act, to do something that's outside of your comfort zone, to do something, maybe something quite small physically, whatever it might be in a rehearsal room. You can delay that moment and delay that moment, and if you delay that moment, it gets harder and harder and harder. It's like a phone call that you don't want to make. The phone call, if you postpone the phone call, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and harder to make. And that's kind of, you know, that's how that's how the world operates. Nobody makes the phone call. You know, all right, climate change. You know, nobody made the phone call, you know. Like, when are we going to make the phone call? Like, really make the phone call. Not, like, talk about the phone call and maybe when we should make it and who should make it and, you know, what we're going to say when we get there. Just make the phone call.
So it's taking risks, right? What makes you get up and do a film?
It's delaying the moment when you take a risk, yeah. That's that, you know. And And as I say, there are institutions dedicated to that. If you've ever had any dealings with an insurance company, insurance companies, that you know, they are trained to delay. They are trained to impede
true.
And prevent.
That's
it's
true.
Part of their training. He's away from his office. He's on holiday presently. We can't quite find him. He's probably between phones. Whatever it might be, it's all strategic. And they are, you know, they want to delay the moment when their money becomes your money, because they want the interest on it, obviously. So, I mean, there are all kinds of examples, but I'm more interested in on a personal level. For instance, this character only begins to really live when he's told that he won't be living for very long. And people do say that irritating thing of, why don't you live your life as if it's the last day of your life, you know, which nobody can do. I've tried it. I mean, maybe some people can do it. I can't do it. And it's interesting that he, you know, and he initially, he tries to do that thing he's heard about, which is to have a good time. And then he discovers that's not going to work. And it has to have meaning. It has to be something with meaning. And then he attempts something more significant.
And when the character begins to live, he begins to talk, because you remain silent for the first part of the film.
Yeah. Yes. And he finds someone he can talk to. You know, and he's opened up completely because, I mean, you know, because he has this ultimatum and because he hasn't got any time. So he is galvanized he's able to cross barriers, talk to his boss in a way that he would never talk to his boss, approach his boss, defy the procrastinatory nature of the institution, you know, and talk to a young person about his grief. He's also a man who's institutionalized in grief, and I find that very moving, obviously, and I find it, you know, he lost his wife very early on, and he's built his life. His life is a monument to that loss, to that sense of grief that he lost the woman he loved. And I find that it's very moving. It's not, you know, what they would now call healthy, but that's the way we are sometimes.
It's very true. It's been a really brief but pleasant talk to Bill Nighy. Thank you very much for being with us today.
My pleasure.
Thank you. I'm David Martos. This is the 79th edition of the Venice Film Festival. And this is Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.